Morning. Masechet Menachot, Daf Yud Gimel, starting at the bottom of Yud Bet Aviyah. Mishnah said, if you have kavon lechol chatzi zayit ulaktir chatzi zayit is kasha. Right? Why? Because the pigul didn't work. Because ein achilah v'aktara miftarpin. You can't join the haktara, the burning of the stuff, and eating of the stuff. Right? And then the Gemara said, why? That's lechol ulaktir. But if you want to eat, if you want to join a chatzi kazayit of eating, let's say the shirayim. And a davar she'ein darko lechol, which you wouldn't normally eat. If you say I'm going to eat the haktara, it would work. That's what it was said. The Gemara said it would work, right? Gemara said, how can that work? Rashi v'Mishnah said you have to have davar she'darko lechol to have kavona for pigul. That's something which you would normally eat. Right? So the Gemara said, now, so who's our Mishnah going according to? It's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? Because there we go to Amar machshavin ma'achlin adam lachidat mizbeach or mizbeach lachidat adam. You can join Mizbeach and Adam because they eat. The Mizbeach eats and the person eats. And Haktara is therefore eating. If you have Kavona to do Kemitza on something which you don't normally eat, Ulaktir and to burn something which you don't normally burn, okay, it would be kosher. In other words, it wouldn't work. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. In other words, it does work. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. Why is it possible? Because your Kavona worked. Because you joined together the eating of the Mizbech and the eating of the human being. Haktara is eating of the Mizbech. So Abaya says, no. Abaya says, you don't have to say this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. You could even say this Mishnah is Rabbanan. Why? Don't say, lo tei mahale echol. On the one hand, you've got a kavona to eat something, and your other kavona is lechol davar she'ein darko lechol, and therefore you're joining up to things. Say, elei mahale echol. Ulechol davar shedarko lecho. Why do you have to get carried away? Why say it's talking about ein or dar kelecho? Say darko lecho. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? And umayka mashmalan, what are you teaching us? Hab hedya katani. We learned that before in the Mishnah, where he learned lechol kezait bachutz. If you have a kavona to eat a kezait bachutz or kezait lemachar and tomorrow, but you mix up the one is the kavona on the time, one is the kavona on the place. Other way, one is the kavona on the place, one is the kavona on the time. Kezait lemachar or on the time, or kizayit bachutz, kechatzi zayit bachutz, kizayit lemachar, kechatzi lemachar, kizayit bachutz, pasul ve'ein bo karet. We saw the last two examples of what interest us, right? Because the last two are chatzi zayit bachutz and kechatzi zayit lemachar. Kechatzi zayit lemachar, kechatzi zayit bachutz, that's pasul and ein bo karet. It wasn't pigul, it was pasul though. Ha, tu lameli, right? What do I need these examples for? Of Aktira and Haktara don't join. In other words, the Mishnah was Mefurash. Look at Rashi very quickly in the last Rashi there. Ha behedya katani la bahach seifer itani she'ein achila v'aktara mitstarfin. Remember our Mishnah. We're going to continue with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah brought all the lists, right? So if you've already got there, the chatzis kazayit, chatzis kazayit. So the Gemara says, ela ha, right? Behedya katani, that's written Mefurash. And then the Gemara now brings those last two examples. That's why she says, "V'ha'ch seferi tani she'ein achilu v'aktara mitstarfin." Lama li ile meidak mina. Other than to learn from there, hal echol ulechol davar she'ein darke lechol gon lechol chatzi zayit shirayim lechol chatzi zayit komets the mitstarfin. Right? The Gemara says no. Ile echol. That makes no sense. It seems at the moment that we've got no purpose in learning this halacha there. But the Gemara says no. Ile echol. If it was to eat ulechol davar she'ein darke la echol. Kamash melan de mitzdarif. You try to teach they would join, but it can't be because mireisha shamat mina. We learn from the reisha. Look at Rashi there. The law mitzdarfin. The Mishnah said that it doesn't work. Diktani reisha. Look at Rashi. Davar she dar kolecho in she ain dar kolecho. No, we can't mix the two together. Of ain dar kolecho. So what are you teaching me here, Abaya? That's obviously pasul because we learned that in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Ilechol ulahaktir." The Gemara says, "And also ilechol ulahaktir." If you're going to join up lechol ulahaktir, midiyukad reisha shmap. Now, from the diyukad mishnah we learned, the hashtema lechol ulechol davar she'ein darko lechol amart lo mitzdaref. Where we learned that if you're going to join something which you would normally eat with something which you can't eat, it doesn't work. So lechol ulahaktir mibay. Do we need to learn anything about lahaktir? It's obvious. If to eat and to eat you can't join because not davar she'ein lechol, then obviously lahaktir we can't join because lahaktir is definitely not lechol. You with me? So what's the itzchuk? We do need this halacha. Why? Salkadata chamin. What would we have thought? Ahava mina would have been right. Hatam hu delo. there it wouldn't work. Why? Ki urche kemechashev. Because his kavona was in the way that it was meant to be done. What does it mean in the way that it was meant to be done? Look at Rashi. Hechad dechishev le'echol chatzi zayit shirai. Where he intended, his thoughts were, I will eat half a kezayit of the shiraim, of the remnants of the mincha, and I will eat chasid zayit komets. And I will eat the komets. Now, do you normally eat the komets? No, the komets normally burnt. So if you're going to have a kavanah to eat the komets, then we'd say, lo mitzdarfin. But why, says Rashi? Mishum delav b'chi urche chishev komets. Because your kavanah on the komets wasn't the way the komets is done. Aval, if your kavanah was le'echol chatzi zayit shirai, ulahaktir, right? Ki urche chishev emet starif. We would have thought maybe they would join. But if your kavanah was like this, you'd say, I've got a chatzi kavanah to eat a shiraim and a chatzi kavanah to maktir the komets. So you would have thought it was okay. Because maktir komets is the right way. Ochel shiraim is the right way. If you said to eat the komets, that wouldn't have worked. Right, kamashmak, even that wouldn't work. Right? That's what Gemara says. Ki urche kamash, hi, ki urche kamash, emet starif, kamashman lo. Still wouldn't work. Okay? If it's komets and shiran, there has to be something that you eat. Even if your kavona wants to do the rabbi, it doesn't matter. We need something that you eat, that's something that you eat, not something that you don't eat in lo. Okay, adran alach, kol amenachot. We finished this perek. And now we've got something which for me, I think, is the first time I ever see something in my life. Digduk shepirshu harav meir v'harav shmuel beno. Zecher, whatever. Now I think it's Rav Meir of Yah is the Rashbam. His father was Meir. This was Rashi's Chatan, I think. I've got no proof on this, what I'm telling you now. I think that Rav Meir of Yah is Rashi's son-in-law. Rabbeinu Tam was Rav Yaakov ben Meir, and the Rashbam was Rav Shmuel ben Meir. Those were Rashi's two famous grandsons. They were both Ben Meir. Their father was Ben Meir. Anything in the notes there? I don't actually look too hard, to be honest. I think this is Rabbi Meir and his son Shmuel. This is the Rashbam. They seem to have written like a whole story over here. Because Rashi picks up at the bottom. You see right at the bottom of the Amud, a comet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and it's not Tosfot. If it was Tosfot, it would have been written the other way around, right? Although they were Balei HaTosfot, by the way. They were Balei HaTosfot. You know why Rabbi Tam's called Tam? His name is Yaakov. Because Yaakov was Yoshev, or Tam Yoshev Oalim. Ish Tam Yoshev Oalim. So they called Rabbeinu Tam because his name was Yaakov. Ish Tam Yoshev Oalim. That's why he's called Tam. His name is Rabbi Yaakov ben Shmuel, ben Meir. Okay. So now you got again. We're still on the story here of pigul and etc. So you did the kamitza of the mincha, but your kavona was to eat the shiraim, what was left over, or to do the haktara, the kamitza, to win the kamitza tomorrow. It was a pigul in zmania. That's a perfect pigul, right? So now remember that when you do pigul, like any of the avodas, right? So kmitza is definitely one of the avodas, and to eat the kavod, the korban, is also one of the avodas. Now in a mincha, let's just quickly add one point in here, a bit of background. In a mincha, we've got the levona, and we've got the kmitza. Now it seems over here, the levona is part of the kmitza, but the levona is one of the matirim. Like remember, in the blood, we've got like the matirim of the blood, and the matir is what allows you to eat it. When you comet the tira, it's a little bit complicated, but it appears that there is some element here in burning the levona. So, Mori Rabbi Yossi Bezeh, Shu Pigul, Bechavan HaKaret. Okay, very nice. We're all very happy. We can clap a round of applause here. Rabbi Yossi agrees with us. Why? I'm not sure. Right? You'll see now in a second. The Mishnah asked a question as well. When it comes to Lahaktir Levona Ta Lemachir, but if you had Kavona, when you said, listen, in my Kavona, I'm going to do the kmitza now of the solet, but I'm going to leave the levona to tomorrow. Okay, the franklin something I'm going to do tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi Omer pasul v'ein bo karet. But it's in a case like this, it's pasul, it's not karet. This is not pigul. Okay, this is not pigul, this is pasul. The chachamim omrim, no, pigul v'chein not karet. The chachamim says, no, it's exactly the same, makes no difference. Even if you just have kavona to do the levona tomorrow, it's also pigul. So Amru lo, so Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, Ma shina ze min hazevach. How come here you say no? With the zevach, you had no problem with the zevach. Look at Rashi there on the bottom there. Mashi nazi v'nazevach she shocheto amenat laktir emorav lemachar pigul. Remember, with the korban, we had two things. We had korban, we threw the blood, and then there was also the emorim. Remember the offal, right? Now remember that. Now there, even though the emorim weren't a ma'akev, remember? Because if you never burnt the emorim on the chaylev and the emor on the korban was a good korban, but nonetheless. Remember, there was a Rashi, there was an Amud Bet at the top, if you remember. Right? However, if you have kavona to do the Amorim at the wrong time, it would cause pigul. So it seems that the Amorim is like a let's call it, not a subsidiary, what's it called? Like when something added on, like a derivative. Like a secondary sort of matir. The Amorim are a secondary matir. So why isn't the Levona like the Amorim? And with the Amorim, you had no problem, Rabbi Yossi, agreeing there that the Amorim, if you had Kavona, you'd be called Pigul. So why with the Levona, or you not want to call it like a secondary or a tertiary? I think there's some word, I can't think of a word right now. Anyhow, comes to mind. But you understand what I mean. Right? So that was Rabbi Yossi's question. That's Rashi says, Yashem, Sheshochato, I'm not like you, Amorim, Macha Pigul. Right? So now what he answers then, Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yossi says, I've got a reason. Why? Sheazevach. When it comes to the Zevach, Damo, Ubesarov, Emorav, Echad, it's all one animal. What's the difference between if it's the blood of the animal, or the meat of the animal, or the Emorim of the animal? It's all the same animal. Ulevona, but however, Levona, Eno Min HaMincha. The Levona is seriously separate from the Mincha. You got flour, and you got Levona. It's not that the Levona grew. In other words, we could argue here that if in theory, if the Levona was something which sprouted out of the Mincha, right? Imagine you left the Mincha like barley, right? And you know, like it started having sprouts, you know, when you see barley starts fermenting. If the Mincha would ferment and out of the fermentation would come Levona, Rabbi Yossi would agree that it would be the same thing. But yeah, they're two separate things, they're not part of the Mincha. That's Rabbi Yossi, look at Rashi there. And he says, Ano mina Mincha, Mefresh Per Gemara. Okay. Don't even mix it at all. The bululah is just b'shemen, and you put the levon on the top. Okay, even okay. So the Gemara is like this: Lamedi la mitna, Mode Rabbi Yossi b'zo. What do you mean, Rabbi Yossi? I need Rabbi Yossi. I need to write in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi agrees. I'm going to step now and clap a round of applause. Well done, Rabbi Yossi agrees. I don't know what's going on here. So the Gemara says, no. Why do we need it? Mishum the kabai la mitna seifa. We need to show that he agrees at the beginning, because he disagrees at the end. Right, lahaktir levon tal machar Rabbi Yossi me pasuv emor karet. So Gemara says, "Nu mahu de taima, time Rabbi Yossi." What would we think that Rabbi Yossi's reason was? It was if we never specified this whole thing that he agrees, disagrees. What would we have thought? We would have thought, "Ah, mishum de kesavar ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir." We might have thought that what's Rabbi Yossi's story over here, that with a chatzi matir you can't cause pigul. Now, what's the chatzi matir? Like, so at the beginning, right? You got a matir is the kemitza and chatzim matir. Another half of that matir, so to speak, is the levon. Look at Rashi, yeah. Sheim chishev. Right, now I think that there's a change in that mesura shas there. Lahaktir, right? Lahaktir. Im chishev lahaktir lemachar avodat chatzim matir hu. Okay, chatzi matir lo pigil. The Masura Shas changes that. He would have said there, if you had kavole la haktir le machar, right? Avodat chatzi matir. Look at the Masura Shas there, the way towards Masura Shas. Chatzi matir lo pigil. Vahach levona. This levona is a chatzi matir. It's half of a matir who. De bain haktarat komets. U levona matirna shirayim. You need both to maktir the komets, the handful of solet, of flour. And the levona, that is what allows you to eat the shirayim. Okay, so you would have thought that ein machzir v'afilu reishas. And the Gemara says, okay, well, if it's a case of ein mafalgi b'chatzim matir, then what would we have thought? Afilu reisha nami. We would have said that maybe the reisha as well. Because what was the reisha? The reisha was hakomet et hamincha le'echol shireya o lahaktir kumtza lemachar. Right, we would have thought over here that Hakomet la Mincha. Like, I'm confused now. A second, help me, somebody. What would we have thought? הקומץ אל המנחה לכל שיריה, או להקטיר קומץ למחר. If Rabbi Yossi thinks, my time Rabbi Yossi mishum deksava ed mefalgin hulchi matir. So if that was the case, afilu b'reisha nami. Even the reisha nami, right? Kamashon ha b'mo, look at Rashi, just look at Rashi over the page, we see that Minam Yossi agrees with the reisha. Look at Rashi, the tam o lab mishum hachi hu, elu mishum mefarish lakam an ed matir mefagel et, ein matir mefagel et hamatir. Aha, we would have thought that Rabbi Yossi's svara was that you can't mefalgin on a chatzi matir, and if you can't mefalgin on a chatzi matir, then in the reisha, what we thought, the reisha, when you just did the kemitza tomorrow and not the levona tomorrow, so you also would have been, but it also wouldn't have been a pigul. That's what we would have thought.
Right,
it's a chatzi, right? So therefore, kamashvla, no, that's not his reason, and then in the reisha he agrees. So what is his reason? Rashi already jumps the gun and tells us his reason. His reason is, because he says that you can't, that ein matir mefagel et hamatir. A matir, a comet is a matir, and levona is a matir. Therefore, you can't mefagel a matir with a matir. So you can't say, I'm going to have the levona tomorrow, right? And the levona is a matir, and now cause pigul on the other matir, which would be the kemitza. Okay? Got it? Not 100%, right? So not 100% straightforward, but I think that's what he's saying. Okay, we'll see in a second. We'll come a little bit clearer in a second. We're now carries on. L'haktir levona tal l'machar v'yosi omer pasul v'embo karetz. Now the seifa, right? There when it came to other levona. Amar Reish Lakish omer ayar v'yosi. Here Rabbi Reish Lakish gives an answer. What's Rabbi Yossi's reason? Rashi says, this is high time of Yossi. Ein matir mefagel et hamatir. Well, now Rashi will explain beautifully. Let me look at Rashi in the third lines. Ein avodat matir ze kagon kometz. Right, when you do the kemitza, right? So Rashi actually says there, lahaktir levona ta lemachar, right? So when kagon kometz moelet lefagelet hamatir haacher halavona b'machshava shu mechashev ala levona b'avodat hakometz. So now when you're doing the kemitza, because it says there, what's it? Lahaktir levona ta lemachar. You kometz when you do the kemitza of the solet, you have kavona on the levona. So you're doing kemitza on the one matir, you can't mefagel on the other matir. But your kavona has to be on the solet, on the shirayim, not on the other matir. That's what he means. Okay? Comes clear now. The chayna ta'omer, and likewise, says Reish Lakish, right? B'shnei bezikei levona shel lechem apanim. We said that the bezikim of the lechem apanim, which are also levona of the showbread, we've got two of them. That's the equivalent of us to the kemitza. Remember? That's the parallel to the kemitza. It's the same idea. She'ein matir, fagel matir. But you can't take down the one bezikin, have kavona on the other bezikin. Your kavona has to be on the bread itself. Right? So Gemara says, my v'chein. What are you telling me v'chein po? Right? Now look at that Rashi very quickly. The very first narrow lines of Rashi. Chana ta'amir bezikin v'chein. She'im ektir ha'echad mi bezikin echa v'chein. I'm not laktir ha'achir. Okay, I'll explain it, right? So Gemara says, what do we mean ma v'chein? What do we need this other example for of the bezikin? Ma hudet. So the Gemara says, no, we need it. Why ma hudet? What would we have thought? Time at Rabbi Yossi belavona. We would have thought that Rabbi Yossi's svara is his reason is because of the levona. Mishum delav mina minchahu, because we thought that it was the levona because it's not part of the mincha. Ah, but here with the bezikin, it's part of the lechem apanim, right? Two bezikins. Aval b'shnei bezikin levona. The mina da hadade ninu, where they are the same min, one of the other. We might have thought this. Rabbi Yossi says no. When it's ketoret, when you machtir, sorry, the solet of flour, and you've got also the levona. Then, because there aren't two of the same, that wouldn't work. But here in the bezikim, when there are two of the same, maybe matir couldn't mefagel the matir, right? Aim mefagel hadade. We still think that would work. Kamashmana, no. Okay, straightforward, right? So Rabbi Yossi says no. Me matzid amart. Could you ever say time of Rabbi Yossi belavona, that Rabbi Yossi is with the levona, and therefore lav mishum de lav mina de mincha he? It's not because the reason is that it's not mina mincha. Like otherwise, you see, it's a double negative here. Would you be able to say that Rabbi Yossi's reason with the levona, right, is lav mishum? It's not because it's not a mina of the mincha he. In other words, it's a matir mefagel and that ain't matir mefagel, right? Therefore, ain't matir mefagel, and therefore the reason is ain't matir mefagel. You with me? Can you say that the reason isn't because it's not part of the mincha like we wanted to say, and the reason is because matir mefagel ain't matir mefagel matir? Right, but how, why we say Vaha Ketani say we learn in the sefer Amrulo Mashinitna Minazeva Mashintash or Ibam Zevach, what's it from the Zevach? And Amalhen Azevach Tabu Bisho Ibam Ravichad Ulavona and Mincha. He says it's a rat Rabbi Yossi that it's Aino Mina Mincha. So how could you tell that the reason isn't that it's Aino Mina Mincha? You with me? That's not you, are you with all the double negatives, yeah? How could you say the reason isn't that it isn't from the Mincha? Rabbi Yossi himself says the reason is because it isn't part of the mincha. So why are you telling me that the reason isn't that it isn't part of the mincha? The reason is because of matir mefagel matir mefagel matir. You with me? Mm-hmm. Right? Right? So Rabbi, he says himself, ena mincha. So what says now? My ena mina mincha. What did Rabbi Yossi mean in the Mishnah when he said ena mina mincha? He said ena ba'ikuv mincha. That's what he's saying. He says the lavona isn't ma'akev the mincha. And that's almost exactly the same thing we said with Amorim, that the Amorim don't ma'akev the korban. And if you didn't bring the Amorim, the korban is still a good korban. It seems over here as well. If you have to bring the Levona. If you didn't bring the Levona, it's also not ma'akev. That's what Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying. Okay, are you struggling, right? The love, right? Ki heichi, he's sitting here. We quoted the Gemara in Erevin this morning, right? Chasper Shoy Sokba Torah. So he's must be Makai in the Gemara. I think it was Daf Nun Dalad. Remember that, Erevin Daf Nun Dalad. Remember that, Daf Nun from Nad. Nad Benod. Nod. Remember that, we learned it, right? Yes. We learned to remember, we discussed this before. Erevin Daf Nun Dalad, right? Chash Perosho Yasok Betorah. Okay, you get a headache, you learn with Torah. Now, remember, I quoted the Mordechai, I think, with the Mordechai. He says it doesn't always work. Not even difficult Torah, not even easy stuff. So we try to make this year as easy as possible. All right. And we wanted to say hello to Michael, if you're having a good time. Where's Michael in England? Scotland. Don't drink too much whiskey. All right. Okay, ki hechi de ma'akev lahu komet l'shirayim. It says, ene ma'akev mincha. De lav ki hechi, don't we say that ki hechi de ma'akev lahu komet l'shirayim. De kama de lav mit kater komet lo mit ach l'shirayim. So what's saying over here? De lav ki hechi de ma'akev lahu komet l'shirayim. Like where the komet is ma'akev l'shirayim. The kamet the love mitkar komets, because so long as he hasn't done the haktarah of the komets, lo mit achle shirayim, he can't eat the shirayim. Hachinami.
The
komet is ma'akev. Hachinami, ma'akev alavona. Don't we want to say that? Gemara says no. El ibai, if you want it, then hai miktar bereisha. The ibai ha miktar bereisha. So it seems to be no. You can do any order that you want. Right now, so that seems to be Rabbi Yossi over here. That the order is not, I don't know what he means over here.
Even if he burns the Levona first,
it's still
not ma'akev.
If he doesn't burn it first. In other words, even though he could burn it first, if he didn't burn it, it doesn't burn. Right. Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? Ki amrinan ain matir fagir amatir, because Rabbanan also agree. Ain matir fagir bin atir. Right, but they say like this, it depends. Hani mili, heiched de lo ikbahu bechad mana. That's so long as it isn't in one kli. Like, for example, our mincha. The shirai, let's say the lavona of the bezikin, are in two separate kalim, right? So there they would say, ein mefagil matir or matir wouldn't work. But in our case, like a mincha, where you've got, it's all in one kli, you've got the lavona together with the mincha in one kli, there they would say, kechad dami. It's one big story. And therefore, you can mefagil the one and the other. Because it's all part of the same mincha. So there it's like the Amorim and the Dam and the Basar. It now becomes one. You got the Svara? Then we said in the beginning, what was Rabbi Yossi's argument? They said Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, why is it different to blood in the animal? Rabbi Yossi, you agree that if I have Kavona with Amorim, it would work. How come here with a Levona you're saying it won't work? So they said, and Mefagel Matir Amatir. But don't Rabbanan say that as well? So the Gemara says, yes, Rabbanan do say that as well. But Rabbanan say that when the matirim are separate, when you put the levona into one mincha, into one kli, it becomes one. Mm-hmm. It now becomes like Rabbi Yossi wanted to say with the animal. Why did the Amorim able to be fagel? Because it was one animal. Now when you put the mincha together, it's like one animal.
It gets mixed up.
It's like one thing. That's my own svara. But I mean, I think that's what Chachamim was saying over here. Right? No, that's not there. The Gemara says, oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, the ikvu b'chad mana, a kechad dami. The Gemara says it's like one. But I'm saying it's like the parallel to an animal. That was what I'm saying. The Gemara says kechadan. So I'm Rabbi Yanai. Now we got a new halacha. We finished that story over there, and I think we went through it quite nicely. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yanai. Likut levona bazar pasul. The likut of levona. Look at Rashi over here. We're learning about the stages here in the korban. Look at Rashi here. The la'achar haktarat ha-komets. After you had done the burning of the komets, hayamelaket halavona. Yeah, like you rightfully said, I think, right? Hamelaket et halavona me'al hasolet. You go back to the flour now, you gather the levona from which is all at the top, and then, says Rashi, umaktiro, you burn it. So there's a different stage altogether, right? You take the mincha, and the mincha seems to be just the flour and the oil, and you do haktara. You then go back to the mincha, and you now gather the levona off it, and you go and you burn it, right? So now that likut of levona, that gathering of the levona, says Rav Yana, is pasul bazar. A non-Kohen can't do it. Why? My timer. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Holacha Naguba. Because of the Holacha that's involved in it. What Holacha is over here? Right? Look at Rashi over here. Shezar Shelikta. The Mishnah Shas changes there. Not from Sheze Shelikta, but to Shezar Shelikta. Venatna La Kohen. If a Zar collects it and gives it to the Kohen, Mi'et. Behilucha Kohen. Now the Kohen has to walk a little bit less. Because he doesn't have to go and get it. The Tzar gives it to him. Now this could be a case of 10 centimeters, right? And look at Rashi. V'holacha achat mina avodot gamina mizvachim. Holacha is one of the avodas. Tichtiv v'holacha, tichtiv v'ikriv b'nei Aaron. V'af agav d'amar mar zu kabalat adam. Afilu achi lashon holacha. We learned that holacha is v'kikrivu is holacha. Right, so we see here that the Kohen has to do holacha because the Tzar handed it to him. He was memait in the halacha. If part of the holacha was done by the Tzar, and that's what's pasul, right? So the Gemara says, we see from this that kesavar holacha. We haven't seen zvachim as well, by the way. The Mishnah Shas means Gemara from zvachim, but I'm pretty sure it's zvachim as well. Holacha shelo beregel shma holacha. We see that walking, even without your legs, it's called walking. Remember that? We had that in Zvachim as well, right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Kesavar shelo beregel, holacha shelo beregel. Kegon zar shelo zaz bimkomo. He doesn't move from his place. Ele likait v'hoshit to the coin. He just basically collects and goes like this. That's really called holacha. Because we learn it out of the krivu, right? So the krivu means bringing it closer. But any form of bringing it closer, even if you don't move your legs, it's still called holacha. Right, this is what it says. Beholacha bezar psul and holacha bezar psasul. So I'm Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, now I'm not sure if Rav Mari is sort of saying to Rav Yana, what's the big deal, or if he's supporting Rav Mari. How did I explain it there in your Gemara's there when it says Rav Mari? Right, I'm Rav Mari. A Gemara Messiah to Ratosh Rav Yana. Ah, yeah, he says that to be siyua. Okay, so he's helping. He's helping him. He's sort of like bringing him a chizuk. So Amar Af Ananami Tanina. We've also learned it. But look at Rashi. Tanina de likut levona avoda. We've also learned that likut is an avoda. And where do we learn it from? He says, from our Mishnah. Ze haklal kol hakometz venoten bekli. And that's actually a Gemara. Whether we learned it on the previous Amud, was it? Elial Yehuda Bet Amud Aleph. Right. Previous Amud. Previous daf. Ze haklal. This is the rule. Kol hakometz venoten bekli vamolich. V'hamaktir, we learned there, all the avodas, right? Look at Rashi there quickly. Ze haklal, beperek kama, right? So Mishnah Rasha says ze kechashiv, right? Kol ze haklal, kechashiv lehenech arba avodot, chashvot komet dami leshochet, ze not. We learned on Amud Bet, on Yud Bet, we learned the parallel of zvachim to melicha. Remember we had the parallel, we had shchita, is the kemitza. And we had holacha, etc., kli, etc. Remember we had that? That was this there as well. We also learned that, right? So now the Gemara wants to understand all these different stages. Kol hakometz v'tem kli v'molich v'machtir. So you got the kemitza, putting in the kli, the holacha, and the haktara. Moshe says, bishlom hakometz, we understand kometz, hanu shochet. That's a parallel to shchita. Molich, nami, hanu molich. Molich is molich. Machtir is the zrik, is parallel to the zrik of the dam. And a noten b'kli. Where do you come? What does it mean you're putting in the kli? My kavod, what avoda is mot noten bekli parallel to in an animal korban? Where does this become an avoda, putting something in a kli? So the Gemara wants to understand. Ile mishum de dami de kabbalah. If you want to say that putting in a kli is similar to kabbalah, to receiving the blood in the kli, mi dami, how can you, what's the parallel? Hatam there with regards to the blood, mi mele, the blood falls into a kli. Hacha here with the levona, kashakil verami, you pick it up and you put it down. You with me? It's not the same. We don't have in the blood there, picking up blood and putting it into a kli. It's spreading out. You hold my kli there and the blood goes, brrr, pops into the cup. Right? So where's that? Ela mishum, so says no. Mishum de kevan de lo sagida de lo avidla avode chashuvihi. It seems to be over here that you have to have that avoda. You can't do without it, and therefore it's chashuv avoda. Okay, so good one seems to say, right? What?
They write here the gathering. That gathering
of
the
Levona
is an essential avodah.
What did I have to say?
Yeah.
Chashuv. Chashuv is essential. That's an English translation for chashuv. Say, chashuv equals essential. Okay. Right. It says there, ela avodah chashuvi. Let's say not important, we say essential. Okay. In South America, they're more medayek. Right, so al-korchach, right? She's lo sagred lo avad le'avodach shuvi. Al-korchach, mashvile ke kabbalah. Therefore, it's like kabbalah. Okay, that's what we want to say. Hachinami, so so to yeah, kevan lo sagila lo avad le'avodach shuvi. Al-korchach, mashvile ki holacha. Seems to be that they in the blood story, you're clean. You can't do without it. Therefore, so to yeah, you can't do without it.
Therefore, what? It's Zarkin.
So Zar can't do it because it's like part of the avoda. Because Chashuv is part of the avoda. So he wants, what are you talking about? Lo. Lo olam nidami la Kabbalah. It's exactly like Kabbalah. Right? With the kakashi la chatami mele ha kakashakir. And you're going to tell me, ah, but what do you mean? But there it happened, but it's like Kabbalah. It's like Kabbalah. Exactly like Kabbalah. And your kashia, that Kabbalah, it happens on its own. And this is with your hands and you've got to pick it up. It's not the same. Michte tarvayu kishakli. Since they're both kishakli. Who cares if it's on its own or it happens? Well, bottom line, we need a kli. Need a kli, need a kli, need a kli. Same to look at Rashi, yeah? Kedusha klihu. The mekadesh mekabel dam bekli. Varote mekli mekadesh. So too, at the end of the day, the same pu'ula takes place. The same act takes place. Right? Putting the blood in mekadesh, the blood. Putting into the blood. Kovetz bekli. V'damaze domina ba likut levona. But however, Likut Levona, the Lord Dami Lechadim Henech Lava Bodehi. There he's Cholek. He says, no, we don't abuse Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai wants to say that Likut Levona Bazar Pasul. Why? Because of Holacha. We don't accept that. So we agree that the Melochah is all the same Melochah except for Likut. Likut is not one of those Melochahs. Therefore, Likut will be Pasul. We put Pasul. Likut is only Melochah.
There's no
Kli. There's no Kli to Likut. Yeah, picking him. And there he's Cholek on Rav Yanai. I think it's ends with Avia Rashi. Okay, new Mishnah. Matnitin, I'm really trying to move as quickly as we possibly can and make it as easy as possible. Okay, matnitin, right? Shachat shnei kvasim, right? He shechted two kvasim. Now Rashi tells us, we're talking here kivsei atzeret on Shavuot. Tichtivu shnei kvasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamim. You bring them on the shnei halechem, right? You know, on atzeret, on Shavuot, there's a special shnei halechem, the mincha of shnei halechem, the two breads. And for two little breads, we shech two kvasim, right? It's crazy. We've got two lechem, Lechem Apanim, and for the Lechem Apanim, we shech two kvasim. Okay? You think that the two kvasim, we bring two Lechem Apanim, it's the other way around, right? We shech two kvasim for two Lechem Apanim. Kivse atzeret tichtivu shnei kvasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamim, v'otam kvasim matirin u'makachin l'shtei halechem. And the shchita, those two kvasim, are the matirim for the Lechem Apanim, for the Lechem, for the shnei halechem. So until you've done in other words, the matir for the lechem is the keves. You got it? So it's like, yeah, the kemitzah is the matir for the shirayim, the blood is the matir for the korban, the kvasim, the two kvasim, are the matirim for the shnei lechem. Right? Then look at Rashi, he says, Afakav shvakisim parelim, v'shnim v'shirazim, kitvei hatam, fresh preparing at chedet, she'en alechem kalosh, elo b'shchitat shnei kvasim. You bring lots of other korbanot, but it's dafka these two kvasim, right, which are... And you need for the tufa, for the waving, those are two kvasim particularly, etc. So now we've got these are matirim. Now let's look at this for a second before we do in the Mishnah. The two kvasim are both the matirim. So we've got two matirim here, right? A keves and a keves. That's a parallel to, right, the two bezikin, like we had in the lechem in the lechem apanim. Remember, there was also two matirim. It's also a parallel to the Levona and the ketoret, which are two matirim. It's also a parallel to the dam and to the amorim, which are two matirim. Okay, so we see we've got plenty of occasions that we've got two matirim. But we already said that ein matir et ein mefagel matir et hamatir. And we learned that you don't cause pigul. If you have kavon on one matir, you can't mefagel the other matir. And we said that only there were two separate things. If the one clear, there would be. Now here they're two kvasim, they're two separate things. Even according to our Gemara previously, Rabbana would agree that ein mefagel matir et hamatir in this case, because they're two separate kvasim. You with me? You follow that? Okay. Bishlak, shachat shnei kvasim le'echol achat min achalot lemacha. When you did the two kvasim, you shechted them, and your kavona over here was that you're having kavona to eat the one lechem at the wrong time. Right? So that should be pigul. Or hiktir shnei bezikin. Now we come back to our original case. You were maktir both the bezikin, le'echol echad min asedarim lemacha. Remember, there are two sedarim. There's six breads and six breads. Right? You have kavonet to eat only half of the lechem apanim and the wrong time. Rabbi Yossi Omer, oto hachala v'oto haseder on Shavuot, the one challah that you had the wrong intention for, and on lechem apanim on Shabbos, the one seder of the sixth day of Maaseh, shechishev alav pigul, v'chem alav karet. V'asheini pasul v'ein bo karet. He says, we split them up. On the half that you had proper the wrong kavonet, pigul. And if you eat that, you'd be chayav karet. On the other half, there wasn't pigul, but it's still asur. Okay? The chachamim says, there's no such thing. You have kavon and half, it's all pigul. You have kavon and half, it's all pigul. The materium were done together.
What difference does it make if it's half pigul?
Because if you ate the other half, let's say you ate all.
So he had the intent
on only half,
but he didn't eat it.
And he went and he ate the other half, so he'd be chayev karet on half and not chayev karet on other half. Which half? You'd have to know which half. I don't know. We see Rabbi Yossi goes quite forward on this. Pigel beyerech shel yamin, lo nitpagel hayerech shel shmol. If you had kavona, only here you said the right one. See, so we know. And now you eat the left one, so there's no problem. You're on chayav karet because it was in the pigul on the left one. My time. What's his right? My time. Ibait aim a svara. You could, on the one hand, you could say it's got a svara for it. Ibait aim a kra, and sometimes a kra. Ibait aim a svara. What would be svara? Lo adifa machshava mimaaseh hatuma. Why would intent be worse than tuma? Now let's see what happens with tuma. Ilu itmei chad ever, if the right yerech got tamei, mi itmei lakula, is the left one tamei? They're separate, obviously, they're already chopped up. Now, we're not talking about one animal, right? Animal's animal. But you've chopped up the pieces of meat, and the right shok, or the right yerech got tamei. Is the left one tamei? No. So why do pigul on the right cause pigul on the left? That's what he says. Right? Ve'ibat emakran, you could say from a pasuk. V'hanefesh aochelet mimenu avonatisa. What's going on? If you have a lo mechaveiro, it's only haochel bimenu, right? You know what? I think. Where's the Gemara up to? Let's just finish the Gemara. Eighty by Rav Nachman Rav Huna lo olam ein bo karet. He also kashes like this. Olam ein bo karet ad shifagel b'shtehen b'kezayit b'shtehen in b'echat behen lo. He says, you know what? You don't have pigu. Right, we've got a bright. There seems to be a kashi over here because we've got a brighter, or we come up here Mishnah that ain bo karet ad shefagel b'shtein b'kezayit b'shtehen in b'chat mehen lo.
That's not like right. The name either.
Lo nitpalgal chavirta afilu b'chat menami d'ham arvitiv zeh v'zeh pigu. So our one says even like Chachamim would say that if it was one, it would be okay, and they both be pigu. Although that's only when it's in one kli ira. They're separate and they aren't in one kli and they aren't one part, then Chachamim would agree. Okay. So it's like Chachamim. Here we talk about separate, right? Because there's two lechamim, they're separate lechem, and it's two, if they're separate, right? Elam, so the Gemara says, so who's this? Who Elam Rabbanan? Afilu bechat ben nami. Right? You see that? Chachamim, right? Look at Rashi there. Afilu bechat ben nami. Daha amar manitin zeh vezeh pigul. It will be pigul. Ele pshita, must be Rabbi Yossi. Right, let's stop over here.